Phil Bosite, this is Jake calling from Dead Man Bay. Didn't get to leave a message last night. We got into a camp real late, having been out all day in the wind and rain. It wasn't very good weather. We only saw two bears. One was way up high, up at Alpine Cove, heading to the north. The other one was a small rub sow about halfway up on the northwest flank of the valley. And that was about it for the day. Tom apparently cracked or chipped it, too. So he flew out. Tom Kirsten flew out today with the other hunter, John Kaufman, who'd already tagged out. And he went back to Kodiak. And so I was hunting today with his other guide, Jeffrey Poor, P-O-O-R. We went ahead and went all the way down the bay, almost to Fox Island. The water was smooth early in the morning, but it got rough as the wind picked up, so did the rain. We spotted three different small rub bears to the south of Horse Marine later in the afternoon, and kept working our way back toward camp, went on a cove where we were yesterday, and spotted a really nice boar on the side of the cove, top of the near the top of the snow. Shortly after that, we saw a boar. The first boar, the lower of the two, was probably about a 9.5-footer, and not rubbed at all. The second boar was about a 9-footer. We're guessing that the sow was probably a 7, 7.5-footer. She was pretty small, and she was way out on a rock ledge. I don't know if she was getting tired of the boar trying to greet her, or if maybe he was trying to kill her to eat her. I'm not really sure what the scoop was. But after a while, the 9-foot boar left her alone, and he worked his way uphill, and he cut a goat track, which he followed. He closed within 20 yards of 9 goats and never tried for one of them. It even seemed like he had the wind in his favor. We're not really sure why he gave up on them, but the goats were convinced he was gone because they bent down. They wouldn't have done that if they'd known he was as close to him as he was at one time. The lower boar worked his way slowly downhill until we had to leave for the night because it was getting dark. But tomorrow morning we're going to be going right around the point back over to Alpine Cove and see if we can pick up that 9.5-foot boar. He looks like a dandy. And that's it for tonight. I'll call back tomorrow night. Bye.